This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Which headphones would you get? Heavies has significantly longer battery life than Apple, physical aux connection, dedicated speakers for highs and lows for a real audio experience, and changeable band shells. Apple AirPod Max has shorter battery life, no aux connection, only mid-range speakers, and a terrible case. I don't even know what this is. Do not pay more money for headphones that don't offer everything that Heavies offer. These are made for heavy music and much more. Check us out at Heavies.com.
This is the podcast that rocks, a weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between, and absolutely did not jinx the universe after last week. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Last week, we had said how good things were and how nice it was to have a nice week. Yeah, I'm not taking fault for any of that. No, yes, it sucks, but it's not on us, or especially me. Thank you. That's right. I know you're going to try to blame me for it because I'm the one that said it. So, especially don't blame my co-host. It's not their fault, even though this past week we all saw a bit of a beating through the world. But you know what? This is a week of escapism. So, I would be remiss. We're going to jump right into it. We'll get to the other stuff after, just the regular podcast shenanigans, but we're going to be a little more serious right now because it was technically a week ago after the podcast, and we didn't find out till the morning after that we lost a big key member of the metal world. Let me share my screen with my co-host here. I'm trying to be as serious as possible because, you know, I try to make light of situations to help make things easier. I'm just going to go right into it for this one because, you know, let me know when you guys can see my screen.
Yep.
All righty.
Yeah.
We found out last week, technically it happened a week ago, but Thursday morning last week, that Brent Hinds at age 51 died in a motorcycle accident in Atlanta when he was riding around. Former Mastodon guitarist was pretty much cut off by a SUV that pulled in front of him while he was on his motorcycle, and he died at the scene. And it has been already a rough year for Mastodon, and then to lose a founding member and someone that they still considered a brother, and it was a tumultuous situation for them, for Mastodon already, and then for something like this to happen, that is true tragedy. For Mastodon, for Brent Hinds' family, for the metal world, everyone involved, it's awful and rotten. No notes. This is terrible. So I've said my piece over on the Heavies channel. I do want to give a little bit of time to you guys. I'll go just around. Rowan, any thoughts really quick on Brent Hinds in general? Just remembering him, everything that happened, anything you want to talk about?
No, yeah, it's just really sad. I've been a big Mastodon fan for years now. Crack the Sky is just an amazing album for me. I just love Brent's guitar work. He and Bill are just amazing. Everyone in that band is amazing. And it really just like the saddest thing for me is that like he went out with still like kind of like that anger at his band probably still present.
There was there was a bit of animosity from him specifically, and that whole situation that was still coming up, and that sucks. But yeah,
knowing that he probably like left with those feelings kind of like still there It just feels sad. It just adds to the tragedy. And
it does.
No, it just sucks. The whole situation sucks.
It does.
It feels bad even like looking back at what we were like talking about him, because even I took a few jabs and I don't know how to feel about that now.
And I think everyone was, though. That's the thing. I'm not going to say it. Like a lot of the stuff he was saying, it sucks. And it sucks that this is the last chapter of that for him with Mastodon. And he's playing solos right now. I hope he's back with Ozzy, because like, say, Ozzy's looking down. It's like, what the heck did you get here? The heck, that type of situation. But I look at this. Go ahead, Alex.
I echo the sentiments. Like, the timing sucks because of all of the drama we've been dealing with between Brent and the band members, and just all of the stuff that we've been talking about lately. Like, you know, Rowan said, we can't take it back, and we didn't say anything bad. It was a really tumultuous situation. It really was messy among the members of Mastodon, and that really sucks. Going out on that note is so unfortunate. And one thing that I've noticed since we lost Brent was that he really had a lot of influence across a ton of genres that I don't think we even realized.
Correct.
He was like really beloved across the entire spectrum. So many people are like, holy cow, I can't believe this. Like, this was such a big deal. And he was so young. So of course it caught everyone off guard. It's just a crazy, crazy situation, crazy timing.
There's a couple things. Like, he was still working on music. He was still trying to have plans to do other things too. He didn't just leave Mastodon and say, screw you guys, I'm going home, and just sit at home and that's it. He had already recorded music for a side project with Bam Margera, of all people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is wild to think about that. It's probably not going to see the light of day now, or at least there's no plans yet. So it's not to say we weren't going to see more stuff from Brent Hines, but just the way it happened is so shocking to everyone like listening in chat right now, especially on like YouTube Live. I was sent the message like, I want to say 9 a.m., 8 a.m., whatever time it was last Thursday. Not 60 seconds later, Alex sends me a message to the group chat going, what, you know, just the reaction of it all. And yeah, and we're like,
holy cow.
Oh, no. Yeah. And it was worst case scenario. We're trying to keep this as music oriented as possible right now, with like, because he contributed so much through Mastodon in a time when groove metal and heavy metal was not the big thing. He and the rest of Mastodon had such an impact on so many people. You know, there have been so many tributes already from members of Lamb of God, Gojira, every type of band you can imagine has said something at this point. So if you two can, let's go to the right one. Let me know if you can hear this. Okay. This is a statement the following day. It was either a day or two days later.
This was so sad watching.
And we're going to play it all. I know YouTube's going to have a fit, but I don't care.
Somebody very special to us.
Can you guys hear it?
Brent Hines, 25 years with us as our guitar player. One of the most creative, beautiful people that we've ever come across in this world. Tragically left us. Very, very unfortunate. We loved him so, so, so very much. And, you know, we had the ups and downs of a 25-year relationship. You know what I mean? It's not always perfect. It's not always amazing. But we were brothers to the end.
He is much more well-worded than I would have been.
And we really like, loved each other,
to be able to
know?
Get that out.
And we made a lot of very beautiful music together. And I think that that's going to stand the test of time. Evidenced by you people here tonight. So we will continue to play Brent's beautiful, beautiful music that he helped us make, that we formed this band together and traveled the world together, slept in a van together, laid our heads down on beds of fucking kitty litter, you know, got way too drunk to remember anything the next day. About 1,000,000,000 times over and over again, and you know, with the love that we shared and the beauty, all the audiences that we played for, all the stages we stepped on. I don't know, you know, we're just at a loss for words. We're absolutely devastated and crushed to lose him and to be able to never have him back again. But you guys made it okay for us to come on stage and do this tonight. So that was for fucking Brent, okay? Thank you guys so much. We'll see you real soon, okay? I'm gonna give you guys some fucking pieces of wood, okay? We
again, he was much more well-worded and coherent than I probably would have been. I probably would have been, I'm not going out there. Screw this. I'm going home.
I would have been, I am impressed that they decided to perform. I would have felt like if this was like one of my friends or one of my bandmates, it's like, I'm going to need like some time.
Yeah.
Really.
And everybody works through stuff differently. Maybe they're the kind of people who have to just hit the ground running and like work through it, you know?
And they probably already having something set up to go home. They were far away from home. Alaska to Georgia is not exactly a drivable, you know? So to be fair, I at least kind of get that as well. It's awful. It's a mess. I hope everyone this past week has played some Mastodon of some type. Man, oh man. I like, and everything else we're going to say at this point, it's not going to do justice to what we lost. Again, play Mastodon, play your favorite stuff. Brent Hines is the type of person. He was never just a passive writer or passive guitarist. You know, he was neck deep in the creative process with everything. He was always a force on stage. So here's also what I played on Heavies, and on YouTube, you'll just have to listen, or on the listening for podcast and all that. You'll just have to imagine. You can find it on YouTube as well. And this is live. That was Brent Hines on his knees shredding on the speaker cabs right in the photo pit right in front of people, just doing what he does best. That's how he should be remembered, in my opinion. That right there. Having fun, just going to town on a solo. Living his life.
Doing what he loved best.
Yes. Making goofy faces at the crowd while giving a killer solo. That was nothing to him. That was a throwaway solo, by the way. Yes. He's having fun in front of a lot of people.
That was Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a Tuesday afternoon somewhere in 2019. So,
yeah.
That's how I hope
for me, it was Tuesday.
You know, they're remaking that movie, or they're making the new one right now. There's a lot of pro wrestlers that are going to be in the Street Fighter roles.
I mean, they did Mortal Kombat a few years ago. That does not surprise me.
That sequel's coming out this year. So anyway, sorry.
Funny enough, I actually watched Adam's Family, and it's like the actor playing Rolls Bison Julia. Plays Gomez.
Yes.
Julia. Awesome guy.
So we are going to move on. Let us know your favorite stuff about everything Mastodon in the comments. If you're watching on YouTube, please share links too. We'll click them. We'll check them out. Live stuff, your favorite songs, whatever it might be. There's so much over 20 years. So that being said, back to the podcast shenanigans. I wanted to give that a little more of a nicer, cleaner explanation before I go to, hey guys, 50 likes, we'll play Festival Rock or Flop. You know, I can hold off a little. So also, if we get enough, if individual super chats, we already got one. Thank you. We'll add an extra band to each festival. Thank you guys so much for contributing and hanging out with us on this Wednesday evening. Hope you all are doing well. Other things have happened in the music world. We do want to talk about some of them because some of them are definitely interesting to talk about. One final thing before I go through all the Mastodon stuff. There's so much more we're going to cover. We're just running out of time. And we see all the other comments, the photos and everything. So let's move on. I'll have other links on the website as well. Alex and Rowan, did you hear the new Deftones album?
Yes.
Yes.
So you both agree.
That's the photo they went with Chino.
Okay.
Why?
I as a photographer who has shot Deftones many times, I do feel like that was a missed opportunity. They could have worked with decades. Does he look like he's given Alvin and the Chipmunks impression a little? Do you guys see Chipmunk in that?
Looks like a Buddha statue.
Buddha statue.
Well, he's sticking his eyes. I'm looking like he's like sticking his teeth out. That's why I'm getting chipmunk for this.
That's not a good photo. What are we doing?
Loudwire. I'm not telling you how to run your website because you do such a great job of news collaboration.
You couldn't find a single other photo of Chino. He doesn't even look like that anymore. No. The dude lost weight. He looks good.
Yeah. They did press photos this year also. You could have used one of those.
Oh, God.
An interview screen cap. at that point would have been okay. So, in the talking about Deftone situation, there was two things. We already talked a lot about private music. I'm hoping next week we talk more, because we'll find out next week what it ranked at with the Billboard 200. We still have hopes for being number one. We don't know yet. Nothing's been tallied yet. We won't find out till next week. His front teeth are
getting confident.
The whole shot. Goodness. Yeah. Okay. Someone said he looks like he's on the toilets. This has meme potential. Oh.
Mean
around the chipmunk, white chipmunk, private chipmunk. That's just lazy. Come on.
Yeah. Podcast is back on its track again. Thanks.
You want to make jokes? Put in some effort, guys.
Yeah. Like Loudwire did with this photo. Oh, now I get it. So back to the other stuff. There was a couple interviews that happened like this past week with private music doing great. How much of a great reception it had with the release parties, the private music release parties that Deftones ran themselves, vinyl shops. One thing that was said that was a good answer to a question that's been asked for a long time. The unfinished album Eros, however you want to pronounce it, that had Cheese stuff on it before he passed. It's probably not going to see the light of day. And I kind of agree, because that's going to be really weird to now do it something outdated 15 plus years.
I lost hope that we would ever see that album like years ago. Yeah. Honestly.
So I am kind of thankful.
I'd be more surprised if they did.
Yeah. It will most likely never see the light of day, share the vocalist. That would involve going back to that period and resurrecting unfinished things and somehow bringing them to completion. Dallas is the only song that was anywhere near finished. So one song was near finished. And you can say that. At what point do you have hope for the rest of it? That's so much work to try and recapture some of that. It'd be better to move on. And I think they did well to address. Chino did a good job of addressing it that way as well, and giving legit reasons for it, not just because, you know, so.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
At this point, like, if it's not anywhere near done, let it lie.
You can
leave it where
though.
It is.
Exactly. So the other thing,
he said himself, the alternative is that like going back and then like exploring some like darker moments of
stuff.
Their lives, you know,
and they don't need to do that. Yeah.
No, that was just like a tough time for them anyway. So it's just like, why go back to that type of thing?
So the other interview they had, this was more of a comical thing. The interview asked that Deftones are now part of Baddiecore on TikTok. So for those who don't know what Baddiecore is, how do I properly describe what Baddiecore is? Baddiecore is the music the TikTok girls, I say that specifically because that's how they want to be as like to dance around to show they're into heavy music, but it's sexy heavy music. Is that a polite way to say it?
Oh yeah. No, yeah, I'm gonna guess Sleep Token, Bad Omens, and Bad Motionless Omens. And White are also on that same Mount Rushmore,
correct?
Like monument.
And now Deftones is getting sucked into that again, because again, TikTok's been so big with Deftones for years now, with the old stuff even. Chino had a good response saying, oh, that's another genre I'll have to get out of. I thought it was
like Deftones started Baddiecore when they did the Queen of the Damned soundtrack. Come on.
Well, Aaliyah and Deftones in the same vicinity was enough to birth Baddiecore. That actually does make sense.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it started. We just didn't have a name for it until now.
that was the prehistoric Baddiecore era, to be honest, way before Baddiecore TikTok was birthed. So,
yes, Queen of Baddiecore.
Is that going to be like a new TikTok series? Who's the Queen of Baddiecore? And they're all trying to fight for it. That's a reality show on TikTok right there.
Don't give them any ideas, Luke. What are you doing?
I want a cut of that. I want.
Well, if we're going to take all these ideas, we got to find some way to patent them so we can make some money.
Queen of Baddiecore contest. Yeah. Oh, like I'm cringing a little because I'm thinking of all the bad entries that will not go well. And I don't want to sit through that. It's going to be like,
we could probably take the cringiest ones and make them into some sort of like compilation.
Yeah. It's going
like to
be
some ridiculousness.
It's going to be some really angry trucker guy in a wig pretending to be baddie. That's what we're gonna get. Okay,
this is what interns are for. Okay, we're gonna get an intern and we're gonna have them look through all the terrible ones.
I have thought about getting an intern.
We're gonna get like a 6'8" Viking as like one of our entries.
Ooh, Chino, that might actually get the views. 6'8"? Yeah, that could do it. Yeah. But I'll say this though, I actually have thought about getting an intern just to help with stuff like on the website and things. I feel like that'd be asking too much, because I would want to do a paid intern. Now, I can't pay much, let's be honest, but paid intern, and I'll and I have more than enough to sign off on college experience. But I feel like asking that. Will you go through Deftones TikToks and see which ones are the best? You only have 5 million to go through. I don't know if I could do that.
I imagine it'll be like a horror movie where it's like at the beginning, it's like, oh, that sounds easy, I'll get to it. And he gets like, then like weird stuff starts happening. It's like he's getting haunted at the end. It's like some Blair Witch thing. You just walk in. He has like his back in the corner. He has his back to you in the corner of the room. Like freaking monster comes out the closet.
And some of the White Pony remixes like that they did in 2021 or 2020 are all playing like the electronic remixes. It's just like the weird stuff.
Oh my god.
Chat, I'm gonna have to ask you to stop replacing Deftones songs with the word cheeks when we're talking about Battycore, chat, please. Be quiet and drive cheeks away. Change in the house of cheeks. Around the cheeks. White cheeks.
Oh no, there was a couple before. Saturday Night Cheeks.
Yeah, I see.
Let's see.
All right, Alex. Yeah. Alex, white just cheeks. Start. Alex, just start grounding people. Just tell them they're grounded.
Okay, done. Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Out of here. Click, click, click.
Let me give you all a little bit of silliness, and you take it way overboard. Back to the photo. Who at Loudwire decided to embarrass Chino like this when you have photos and articles of the Deftones already up that don't use this photo?
Seriously. Choices were made. Why? What did he do to you? When, did Chino hurt you?
Was that it? They didn't do the interview for Loudwire, but they did it for everyone else. And that's
it's
what
like
this is.
I was there for that aftershock.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's what it is. I think that's what it is. Oh, that's bitter and petty. Come on, Loudwire. Come on.
Easy kids.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the list I shared with both of you offline. That was something. Do we have time to go over that list briefly?
Maybe.
Alex, do you remember what we're talking about?
Nope.
Okay. Well, everyone, I'm going to burst Alex's bubble and bring her back to a cruel reality. See, Loudwire posted a list of some of the best songs of the last 25 years, 10 of the best rock songs of the last 25 years, as I show on screen right now. So some of you might be wondering, what, the top 10? Or is there qualified? Nope, just 10 of the best. That's it. You're looking at 10 of the best. I don't know if it's out of a bank of 500, but this is what Loudwire posted. Creed, One Last Breath, not Higher, but One Last Breath. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. Foo Fighters, The Pretender. Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune. Hailstorm, Love Bites. Hinder, Lips of an Angel. Linkin Park, In the End. Mammoth.
That makes sense.
Distance. Papa Roach, Last Resort. And Shinedown, Second Chance. Now, these are definitely like the Billboard Radio Rock list that I feel like if that even that would have qualified it a little bit more, I think it would have been gotten a better reception.
Yeah, but if that's our criteria, I feel like there could have been way better choices, way more well-known choices. There's no Green Day. There's no like, oh my God, there's no White Stripes.
Ten of the best. So this could be out of 1,000 for all we know. This is such a weird random.
Not to give a mention. Also, by the way, Hinder.
I know.
And like Mammoth. No offense to Mammoth, but like.
And I love that song too, but even it's like 10 of the best, I guess. Yeah, but like, what's the bank? There has to be more than qualified when you ask ChatGPT, which you obviously did.
Oh, do we want to say what I did afterwards? I went to ChatGPT and I just gave it the prompt. Give me what you would say are the 10 best songs of the last 25 years. I gave them basically like what would be like the same prompt if you want to make this list. You want to know how many were similar? Half the list. To be fair, like it had 5 of its own, but it also gave me like suggestions or other qualifiers, and like 3 of the other songs that were not in that 5 were still on the qualifiers. So it's like It's like it has like a set five or a set number of ones that are definitely going to be on the list, and then just picks at random the others or some crap like that.
I just feel, I know Alex was also on the ChatGPT bandwagon, or the accusation of ChatGPT. It's an accusation.
We don't
know if they all sat around in a boardroom and worked very hard on this list. It's definitely possible. I feel like there's better representation. I'm also of the mindset for Creed. It's like, that's the Creed song, huh? Foo Fighters, the Pretender.
That Creed song.
Yeah. And the Pretender. I think that's the Pretender is great, but it's like, okay, why did you decide that one?
Yeah.
See, I get that one. I get the Foo Fighters for sure, because that one dominated and still dominates radio. And I know I attribute it to everything, but that's like a really solid free medium. And a lot of people, you know, whatever. That's a lot of the gauge of the current hits and, you know, with Billboard and everything. So I get the Pretender. I really, really, really don't get One Last Breath over Higher for your Creed choice.
Also,
by the way,
go ahead.
By the way, too, I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like there's a kind of like a bias with like even the time within that 25 years. These all look, most of these are like early 2000s, like
first
few years of the millennium,
which doesn't also make sense because, like you said, there's no Green Day. There's also no Muse, no My Chemical Romance. Nah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Hailstorm, Mammoth, and...
To be I'm just saying this objectively. White Stripes and Green Day, they're bigger than Hailstorm. Or it's like they're more well-known.
Best. It's of the best. Yeah, so they could still be in there. This could be like...
Yeah. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
That's what actually helps me keep my sanity here. It's like 10 of the best. Sure. It's so obscure. It's like...
It's not the definitive. Yeah.
You could have thrown darts at my stack of CDs and had just as good of a list if you could do it like that.
You could have also just taken away of the best 10 rock songs of the last 25 years. I mean, yes, they are 10 rock songs.
Also, by the way, are we going by like hard rock, or is it like, do metal songs count for this list? Because like,
do we talk about
Linkin Park and Evanescence?
Yeah.
Papa Roach. Like, I guess there's like some metal. Yeah. But like, I don't know.
Well, then you have Hinder. That's not even music. So I don't really know what you're talking about. Get it? So, okay. That's enough out of that. By the way, we support Loudwire. This list confused us, as does the picture of Chino that we just showed. Everyone listening on the podcast forums, you'll have to look it up. I don't think I could share it on my website because I would feel bad. So.
No, I think Alex was like on the money or something. Like, someone at Loudwire is pissed at Chino for some reason.
Not
this
doing
feels
the interview.
Personal.
Not doing the interview. Yeah. Oh, you interviewed with Revolver and Apple, but not us. Well. Yeah,
fine. It's like finding like the embarrassing photo from middle school.
I guess.
Like, you talked to the podcast that rocked, but not us. They're going to talk about this anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, I like that there's their impression of the podcast that rocked. Her. That's us.
Oh, no, that's my impression of them. Yes, their impression of us. Gosh, because
Yeah.
It's not my impression of us. My impression of us is immaculate.
Thank you very much. Yes.
It's like Beavis and Butthead, or like the guys who run Loudwire.
You both were oddly good at that. I need to move on, especially with that photo of Chino, like as the image of that. Okay. Moving on to more shenanigans and bands losing members left and right. Cradle of Filth is once again falling by the wayside like a house of cards. It's bad. It's so much to get into also. So where we are right now as recording this April is something else on here on the screen. August 27th. Husband and wife members of Cradle of Filth, guitarist and keyboardist, have left in the past week. The wife left instantly, and the husband, guitarist, said, I'm going to stay till tour, then I'm leaving too. And Daddy Phil said, the heck you are, you're both out of here, and I'm firing you. And I'm assuming it happened just like that also. It's gotten bad. What did Ashok Smerda say about his wife in Cradle of Filth? Well, it's a long statement. I'm going to do my best to summarize. This is all on Instagram. Long story short, it comes down to payments and management issues. Why is that a big deal? Because a lot of Cradle of Filth is co-managed with everything. I mean, this is a Danny Filth. Everything oversees every aspect of Cradle of Filth. Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
So not all's well in the Cradle of Filth camp. The statement by Danny Filth said, I'm not going to do an impersonation. It is with a grave heart that Cradle Filth officially announced the firing guitarist Marek Smerda from the band effective immediately. And he's trying to make it as professional and say, no, he's not coming to South America. It's very brutal. What sucks about it is now, and I'm not going to show this one on screen. I have it, so I saved another link. So the wife, the keyboardist, posted some of her contracts, Zoe, saying how little they were getting paid. And that's where it's going to get ugly now. Because this is not like a Cradle of Filth, especially in Europe, especially overseas, like they're going to South America. They're still making money from tour and from the road. So if they're getting paid that little to sacrifice that much of their life and contributing that much to Cradle of Filth, and this is how they get kicked out, technically they left on their own, however you want to see it. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I wonder what they're going to do.
I know. Who'd have thought the singer of Cradle of Filth, Danny Filth, may not be the nicest person to negotiate with. That's a joke. No one take that too serious. I'm not going to get some black metal extremist very angry with that comment, but whatever.
Hey, why don't we bring up the Ed Sheeran and Danny Filth collab?
Mm-hmm. It's coming up. And apparently the keyboardist is now is an issue with that as well. So,
yeah. I'm curious about that. At least when I first heard about that, I was like, that's gotta be like, is this written by the Onion or something? No way in hell is that happening.
Oh, Ed Sheeran's a big fan. Mm-hmm. He's all about it
for years too.
Yeah.
So, but
I didn't know about the guy until I read more into it.
Yeah. I mean, he's done stuff with Bring Me the Horizon also, but now again, that is a legit issue too, because the keyboardist does stuff with Ed Sheeran as well, like as a keyboarder player. So apparently that's going to throw a bigger wrench in the works. Oh no, that collaboration might not happen because there's drama with Cradle of Filth, which is such a wild Mad Libs type statement to say, considering the names. But that's what it is.
This is going to get so crazy and so messy because they requested to have all of their music and like compositions removed from upcoming releases, including that Ed Sheeran collaboration.
Yep.
It's going to be so messy. How are they going to figure out how to do this? Are they just going to rewrite and re-record all of that stuff? Like,
if they can,
we're probably going to hear about like some court stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, soon. If I'm going to be honest, yeah,
I'm sure
it's going to be messy.
I'm sure you could find hired hands to re-record stuff if you wanted to, if they still have everything track layered. But at the same time, that's so much work, and this is so needless for how much of a mess this has become. If things were just squashed and handled professionally, regardless of what it is. And that's not me knowing every aspect of it, but I know this is a mess. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have a Cradle of Filth fan in your life, give them a big old hug. Well, maybe not a hug. They may not like to be hugged, but just give them a nod.
Beer.
Yeah, that's true. Buy them a dark lager and just, you know, just commiserate with them because they're going to be needing it right now. Yes, and this is why we can't have good things in the chat. That is correct. We can't have new Cradle of Filth.
Oh, darn. No Ed Sheeran Cradle of Filth collaboration. Mm-hmm. Dang it.
It's like I've lost the will to live.
Yes. Sheeran
honestly,
of Filth.
Morbid Curiosity does want me to see Sheeran of Filth.
Sheeran of Filth.
Cradle of Ed.
Cradle of Ed.
Which is better, Cradle of Ed or Sheeran of Filth? We win either way. I don't care which one you pick. So I don't know. I just feel like all the Ed Sheeran diehard fans, the younger audience, will not know what to do when Danny Filth comes on stage with him and starts performing.
I would love, I hope to God that there is a pro shot of that moment when it happens.
Look out, Ed, he's going to kill you. You know?
Yeah.
He just thinks he's some type of psycho fan. Well, moving on from this.
He's going to be like one Cradle of Filth fan in like a sea of Ed Sheeran stands.
And the corpse paint battle vest.
Like a foot taller than everyone with a battle vest. Yeah.
And all the kids around him are terrified. Yeah. They're like, yes.
There's like no one around. There's like a circle around because no one wants to get near him.
They're doing social distancing, not because of any disease, just because they're terrified of this guy.
Yeah, they're worried this guy's going to start a mosh pit. Do people mosh at Ed Sheeran?
They will for Danny Filth. Moving on, and we're going to give this the amount of respect it deserves because I apologize. I did not bring this up to Alex and Rowan, so we're going to spend very little time on this. But once again, Aaron Lewis proved himself a moron because he exposed himself for not knowing what the song Born in the USA was, went on a public interview and angrily shouted about Bruce Springsteen, saying that he duped everyone. There's a lot of things wrong with this. He said that he's angry at himself for not seeing it for so long. The song has been out for 40 years. That's on you. How did you not know? Second, you're a musician and a writer. How do you not know how to understand lyrical analysis and reading comprehension?
This is just like Rage Against the Machine fans getting mad. When did you go woke?
Yeah. When did you start writing for the machine? That type of stuff. We now have a face. We now have a face for all those comments, and it's Aaron Lewis.
By the way, like, he's been a professional musician for like 30 plus years now. No one around him has ever said anything about the song.
That's what I think about you. You don't hear that from the rest of the Stained members ever.
Or just anyone in general. How many people in the music industry do you think they're interacting with?
Yeah,
probably not very many.
To be fair, Aaron Lewis has lost a lot of friends in the industry over the last 15 years. It's him, Kid Rock.
There was a time when they weren't taken as a joke.
No, I agree with that. But it's still long now. It's been a long time that he has been considered a joke.
And there's such a big disconnect between, and we've known it for a long time, there's a huge disconnect between Aaron Lewis and the music world, let alone like the rock world. I mean, he just did Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
What is he doing?
Mm-hmm. And like, again, a lot of his fans now go to Aaron Lewis because they know that's the side of things he's on. They don't care about the music. They just like for what he represents. My thing is, you're going after someone who has always made folk rock music about how the system is broken and hurting people. It has never been hidden or subtle. He proved himself to be one of the people who read Born in the USA and just took it as patriotic.
That's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
It's almost as embarrassing, almost, as when he got so drunk on stage that he played the same song twice in a row.
I got to be honest. Even if I did like somehow completely miss the point of a song for like decades, if I did eventually find out, no way in hell am I ever going to say this in an interview.
I would never make that public.
That's a secret I'm taking to the grave.
And then you wouldn't get mad at the person you thought was telling you something wrong, something instead of you didn't understand it and blame them for it.
Yeah, no, it's like it would be like a Dexter thing where I just write it off and I just fool everybody into thinking I know otherwise.
Yeah, it would have been one thing if he would have called himself out for his stupidity. But then the whole thing is he's trying to get mad and call out Bruce Springsteen. That'll go well.
I'm just saying, don't call out anything in general. Just bury it. Like, why the hell would you think anyone's going to care?
I just also
in the first place,
I will say this. We're talking about photos because we talked about the Cheeto photo. The photo they used of Aaron Lewis on here is kind of perfect. It really is.
He looks like he's waiting for Prince Charming to come and rescue him.
Someday,
he looks like he's about to go into a Disney song.
Someday, a man in orange will come save me. Someday,
I'll chart again.
Oh man, the first one's more likely at this point. Woof. All right, that's all I need to say about that because that's the whole story about it. So we now go on to more band drama. You guys wanted more band drama, right? You want more bad drama and fallout? That's what you wanted for this week? Is that what everyone wanted in chat?
Yes!
Remember how we thought Brian from I Prevail was on mutual grounds for leaving? Maybe not. turns out Brian Burkheiser and his producer, who worked on a new song, they're apparently being blocked, and Brian and that producer are saying it's because of I Prevail. Now, they haven't said if it's I Prevail's management, I Prevail's publicity or label, or if it's I Prevail the band. They just said we can't release it this Friday because of I Prevail. So that's not a great look for anyone involved, literally anyone.
Drama doing what drama does. What happened to the no beef?
Yeah, that's what we thought. Well, that's what we advertised about like a couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah. Well, like, so my dad's a corporate lawyer, so he kind of like does like a lot of legal stuff. He deals with a lot of contracts. And I was just kind of like, I just asked him, oh, hey, here's what's going on. Any thoughts? And he thought this is his idea. There's like maybe a contract thing where maybe Brian is legally obligated to like make songs for I Prevail, something sure. like that.
Okay.
And so just because like maybe it's just like they haven't revisited it. They haven't like. They haven't updated it since he left. This is all speculative. This is
Yeah, the notes, like I'm looking right now, I'm showing the Instagram on YouTube for everyone. This is like the notes page that Brian posted on Instagram. Due to an unresolved dispute with my former band, I Prevail, I am being blocked from releasing my song Phases as well as other new music. I'm deeply disappointed, but I'm doing everything I can to move things forward. Thank my family, fans, and most importantly, my fans for their unwavering support. Brian Burkheiser, aka Scatterbrain, which is the name that's going to go under. That's it. We don't know. Like they just say it's because of I Prevail. Well, is it? You got to be a little more specific than that. Besides just throwing everything else over under the bus, you know?
Is it I Prevail or is it the label?
I would guess label. I mean, just on contracts and how they do, it's like, oh yeah, you've got a 5-album contract. You can't get out of it. And it's like, well, Brian, you signed it. Like,
yeah.
And like, again, figure out how to cut yourself out of that with the I Prevail.
And also my thing is like, there are so many musicians that are willing to talk about their labels when stuff like this happens. Why wouldn't he at this point saying, hey, I'm under contract still with stuff. I want to release this new song, but there's other things that have to happen first. There's so many other ways this could have been worded that did not increase the crappy online drama that keeps happening.
I would say it's like not dropping the label's name is probably an NDA thing, but that would not make sense because like why would not saying the label be okay? But
that's public enough.
Saying the band,
that's public enough to where you can find it. And also, a month at like it was like over a month ago that he left. Correct? Whatever. How many weeks ago it was?
Wasn't it May?
More over a month ago. Yeah, let's just say that it didn't seem like it was that tumultuous.
No, they specifically said there's no beef.
This sounds like beef. This sounds like this sounds like dirty Waffle House 2 a.m. beef that no one wants to touch. Yeah.
I'm starting to think we didn't get the full story when he first left and that story.
There were rumors that some rumblings that we didn't touch on because it was just rumors and rumblings. It sounds like we were on the right track.
And that sucks. It's the track that we don't want to go down, but we can't blame anyone for speculating that because look at what's happening right now. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I Prevail indeed. So the band has their new album coming out. We don't know when Scatterbrain's new song Phases will come out. We don't know. Everyone else, we're just as dumbfounded as you are. There's a lot of bands going through a lot of crap right now. Beef, I thought you all were strict vegans. When did I ever give the appearance of a vegan? Have you seen me?
I will never go vegan.
Talk about I Prevail beef. Talking about any of our personal beef. Mm-hmm. We ain't got no beef. We're fine.
Yeah. Grade A beef.
We're gonna have some beef that's a little dinner fun. After this.
Oh boy. Yeah. The furl. Someone said, fun fact, the plural form of beef is Beavis. What?
Beeves? I think it's a beeves.
Beeves? Beavis silly, looks right too. That's a
No. By the way, you're wrong, Kyle.
It's beef. It's just beef, is it? Yeah.
It's not beef. It's beef. Beef.
It's like deer.
It's singular or plural, it's what? Beef.
Beeves.
Kyle, get out of here. Go take another English class.
Plural of moose. Meese, of course.
Yeah.
Duh. Or like platypuses meese. Or platypi or whatever, you know?
Moosin.
Beefin.
No, I'm right. No, you're not.
Beavis and Butthead. Yes, exactly. Beefs and Butthead. There you go. So, all right. It's now time to talk about what will undoubtedly reignite the squeometer from many people. A metal coven has formed in the form of Amy Lee, Poppy, and Courtney LaPlante. All we know is speculation, but they started it themselves when they posted this picture and they knew exactly what they were doing just by posting this picture. The room.
These two gentlemen heard me squee from the other side of the country. Yes. As soon as I saw the photo.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously. It was like, guys, it was like a dog whistle. I just heard this really like high shriek
and a
like
little
ringing in my ear
and a little bit of a tremor just underground. Just the slightest thing like that. I know what that is. Something's online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know like right when I felt it, I was like thinking like, oh, it's just a tremor, you know, it'll pass. Mm. And then I saw the post and then I looked it up and I saw that the tremor was coming with originated from out west. So I put two and two together.
I would also, before we get to the actual information on this, I also like the idea that these three women were together for this photo shoot for whatever they were doing. We don't know yet, but they were all together in the same room in Los Angeles. Alex could have been in the same room if she knew, all there at the same time. They were right there together.
There's room.
Mm-hmm.
There's room. Alex would have like squeezed right in.
I know.
It would have like you would have seen all three of them in a room, and you would have just like started convulsing or something.
Locked herself in. Locked herself in. No one's going anywhere.
Like no one's going in or out.
You guys are weird. I just want to hang out and write solid music, man. Like I'll be the bassist. You guys be the vocalists. It's fine. Whatever. But see, the four of us standing like that, it would look perfect. We've got
that's true.
It's the look. Okay, I've got the look too. Ooh, I should have been there.
It would have been a little goth Mount Rushmore. All four of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, now you're picking up what I'm putting down. Okay. It would have been fantastic.
Okay.
Next time, call me, guys. I'll come.
Yes. Yes. We'll pass along the message. Absolutely. So. There's no word yet, but the rumor is that these three ladies are working on a new track produced by Jordan Fish, formerly Bring Me the Horizon, who's already worked with Spirit Box and Poppy. So all we know is speculation and potential. However, the fact that these three already did a photo shoot together leads me to believe they already have something in the can ready to go.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So I said this is a metal coven. And I posted the photo on YouTube. Some people also had words, but the favorite thing I saw so far for comments was the Dark Powerpuff Girls.
I mean, they all look like
it's still sugar, spice, and everything nice. What's
I don't. It's
what's these substitutions?
I was going to say it's Bubbles. What are the names? Buttercup, Bubbles, and something else.
Remember them, awesome. But they all look like Buttercup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't have three buttercups. What are you doing?
We need three new names. Like, what are the new names then? You know, like, what are the dark names for like the ladies for the Dark Powerpuff Girls? Eyeliner.
Mascara.
Combat boots. There's got to be something
Black
more.
Black number one.
Yeah. Blossom. That was it. Blossom, Buttercup, Bubbles. So, they all have bees. They all have bees. Yeah. So that's also all right, chat. Get to work. What are the names of these three ladies for the Dark Powerpuff Girls? We'll leave that to you. Boy, that's a mistake asking chat tonight. Ugh. However, I'm hopeful. I hope we get it sooner than later. It's going to I can't imagine they would do that tease and we don't get anything for 2 months. So it's going to be soon. You know, it has to be right.
Then we'll have another.
Yeah.
Signal from myself. I'll let you know. Everybody. It's fine.
Like. Yeah, no, chat, we don't need to, like, text her to, like, know about these. We just, like, feel the aftershock. So that's when we know something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's like the alerts on YouTube. Subscribe, ring the bell, and they get notified for Alex updates.
Yeah.
You do got to sign a release. No,
it's like when you get an Amber Alert on your phone, be like weather warning or something.
Alex Alert.
Yeah.
Alex Alert.
You do have to sign a waiver. So. Oh, that's pretty good from Julia in the chat. Grim, Ghost, and Grail are the new names for the Dark Powerpuff. That's pretty good. Okay. 3 G's too. So you know what? Not bad. I could handle that.
4 G's a little faster. Just fit me in there. We can make some awesome stuff. Come on.
4 G's a little faster, huh? Kind of like this. I gotcha. I got it. What would your G name be? Yeah. See, don't even have that yet.
I'll think of something.
Uh-huh. Nope. As we move on.
Glue?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at stuff on my desk. I can't see anything that starts with a G.
Nothing's more goth than glue.
Gum.
gum.
Grim
gum.
Ghost gum. Grail and gum.
Yeah, gum chew. I don't know.
Speaking of G's, Gojira's new album is coming in 2026. There's another G for you. Gojira with Grim Ghost Grail and Glue. Gojira's new album is supposed to be a lot heavier. Mario said in an interview that it'll be the follow-up to Fortitude. We've been waiting a long time. Don't know what all else is going to be, but I do want to 100% disagree with one of the top comments saying, I didn't like Fortitude, the only album I couldn't grow into. How about you get out of here, sir? How about you just straight up get out of here? So, that being said, that's just my opinion. I'm excited. I think a lot of people are. We've been waiting for new Gojira for a while. You can't have the most memorable live performance of any sporting event in history ever, 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 and be a worldwide phenomenon because of it, and then not have something else come up soon. So, won't get it this year, though.
When their 2021 album dropped, I was like, that was just awesome. That was like during finals week, too. So that was just like so fun. I get to finish up my semester and then I just get to blast out of my college dorm like for an entire week.
Yeah, it's great. They got nominated for a Grammy that year for Amazonia. There's a lot of cool stuff on that. I hope the new album is as heavy as they're making it sound to be, because that's what they're aiming for. That's really another thing we could look forward to for upcoming metal next year. We're already planning ahead for 2026, as August is almost done.
If we can keep the momentum that Gojira started with the Olympics, and it continues on into 2026, and they release a stellar album, I have faith that it can continue for a little while.
Can we get a metal band at the Super Bowl? That's what I want to know.
Not this year, unfortunately.
The closest I think we would get would be Metallica.
Yes.
I'm not saying they're not metal, but they would be the hardest we would go.
Yeah, Metallica is the most possible. Even I don't think they would do that this year.
Nope, not this year.
No. Also, it's not going to be in France, but the Olympics are, again, next year. For the Winter Olympics. So if they want to do a performance every 2 years, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
Perform in every country. So regardless, we got a few, one more thing, I think, before we get to our song of the week, upcoming albums and upcoming tours. Last week, our album versus album was Deftones themed, everybody. I made the question, which did you prefer? Diamond Eyes or Koi no Yokan? It was a dominant decision. Diamond Eyes.
This surprises me.
69% to Koi no Yokan's 31%. Almost 3,000 votes. It was significant. So
this really surprised me, because like, if I remember, even our own chat was very much more into Koi no Yokan than Diamond Eyes. And I think all three of us said we prefer...
The three of us preferred Koi no Yokan, but I think it was very close last week. I'll say that.
This is not close at all.
No, this is significant disagreement. There's a lot of good comments, too, over 50 comments just talking about it. They're both great, but yeah, it's just something to think about. Again, Diamond Eyes is more loved by us longtime Deftones fans, symbolized the new era after Cheese Dip. Okay, that's a fair statement, too. And I understand that as well. But I don't know. I saw that differential as opposed to everything else. But again, I'm not mad about it. I like both albums so much. So that's pretty good. That being said, what's the last thing I got? Okay, so we're going to go now to our upcoming information. First up, I want to ask for upcoming albums and tours. Alex, do you have our tours ready?
Yeah, not too many. Primus announced 2 New Year's Eve shows. That's going to be super fun. The Acacia Strain announced 2-day holiday fest. So that's... Mm-hmm. Kind of weird. Christmas Acacia Strain. It's
Merry Christmas, ho ho ho. Yeah,
I don't even know how to go about that one, so that'll be cool. And then we've got Necrot just announced some additional US tour dates. And that's pretty much all I have.
There weren't as many big ones that got announced.
No.
So Rowan, how about you for upcoming albums this week, August 29th?
It's a little bit lacking, even with like album releases. So first of all, we got The Hives with The Hives Forever, 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 The Hives. That's never heard of them before, but apparently.
Oh, yeah, but they're from overseas and they're a fun band. Fun band live.
That's what I heard when I was like reading about this. Like, yeah, they have like an insane live show. Maybe I'll get into them.
They've been around for like 20 years. They're fun.
Yeah, like the 90s or something. Then we have Pink Shift, which is a pop punk band with Earthkeeper. you know, I feel like pop punk is one of those generations that's been getting a lot of resurgence the last couple of years. So yeah, I don't know, if we get like a new face.
Big Shit has a good following. So
yeah. Definitely the biggest one of this week. We got Helloween with Giants and Monsters. Helloween is just like a classic band. Mm-hmm. I Want Out will always be like one of the greatest metal songs, in my opinion. And, you know, finally, not a metal or rock artist, but screw it. My cousin's birthday tomorrow and it's her favorite artist. Sabrina Carpenter with Man's Best Friend. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Metal.
Imagine if Sabrina Carpenter does like a poppy transition.
You never
she just
know.
Goes metal. I just, would you never love know. That. If I could go to a Sabrina concert, with my cousin, and yeah,
it'd be more likely we get the Poppy and Sabrina Carpenter crossover for a collaboration on a song. Let's just aim for that right now. I think that's much more likely, and I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
Poppy is a trailblazer. If she can do it, she can lead the way for anyone else to do it. Transition from pop into metal, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Metal cover of Espresso. It could happen. Yeah. Speaking of, it's not the best transition, but Alex also has our song of the week. And we go over to another rock icon that the ladies can be represented well by. Alex, what is our song of the week?
For I Am Death, the brand new Pretty Reckless, the first since their album Death by Rock and Roll, which dropped in 2021. So I am very excited for what is to come. This song is super good. Mm-hmm. It has solid Pretty Reckless vibes. It pulls from Who You Sellin' For, which was two albums ago. It pulls from kind of just the classic guitar sound you're used to. And of course, Taylor Momsen's vocals are very strong and powerful as always. I like this song. And if this is just a taste of what we can see on the upcoming album, I am very excited.
And I will say this too, like for someone like over the years, sometimes you can hear strain or just a change in vocals. Taylor Momsen still sounds as strong as ever with her vocal chops. It has never been phoned in. It has never been modded. She has never needed that. She's a legit guitar player too. Like extremely skilled. She's the legit real thing.
Very talented.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be pinned in the pinned comment on YouTube and on the website, along with our new album versus album for this week. I'm going to show it on screen because I haven't submitted it yet. But Alex, it's your turn for an album versus album pick. Go ahead and describe what we're doing for our live chat.
We have album versus album. I chose Rob Zombie's Hellbilly Deluxe, which dropped this week in 1998. And I put it against Astro Creep by White Zombie, because I've been thinking about Rob Zombie a lot because of the album anniversary this week. And so I was like, you know what? I have a really, really hard time with this one. I want to know what everyone else feels. Astro Creep or Hellbilly Deluxe? Which one would you choose?
Do you have any preference yourself? Are you just like, are you still kind of stuck?
I've been so stuck. I listened to both albums again today, back to back. And I'm like, damn it. What did I do? What have I done?
Yeah,
because Hellbilly Deluxe has such strong singles, and those are like quintessential Rob Zombie songs.
You just broke my like thought logic there, because you know Rob Zombie for the singles off of Hellbilly Deluxe, but beginning to end, the music that's in Astro Creep from what White Zombie was doing, it's such a groove all the way through. I mean, even with like no matter what lineup, like the lineup they had with White Zombie and Spider One and Little Younger Brother and all that stuff, it's so iconic. And I do wish they would have gone a little longer with White Zombie.
I love White Zombie. And so I would have always, if you had asked me this question, let's say 5 years ago, my answer would have been Astro Creep. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm having a hard time just because of thinking of every angle of it. Sure. I still think I would choose Astro Creep just because of Blur the Technicolor, Blood, Milk, and Sky, and Real Solution Number 9. Like those three songs right there, for whatever reason, just pull me in to Astro Creep every time.
Rowan,
I gotta re-listen to Astro Creep. Honestly, it's been like a long time since I listened to the whole album. The only one I remember off the top of my head is the title track. But honestly, I think I'm gonna go Hellbilly Deluxe, because like that was just such an awesome intro to metal record for me. Like Dragula, like what's the other one? Oh my god, Living Dead Girl. Yeah,
Living Dead Girl.
I mean, that is a good way to think. It's a good gateway. It really is.
It totally is. And when I was listening to the album again today, I'm like, damn, I can't believe, you know, Super Beast and Living Dead Girl and Dragula and, you know, Meet the Phantom Stranger and a couple others. I'm like, damn, I forgot all of these were jam packed into this single Rob Zombie album. This is a really good album.
It is. Absolutely. And like, this is
Humanoid Phenomenon.
This is a good vote also, like, whichever one wins, I'm happy with, because they both have their, like, qualities for it. But I feel like Rob Zombie is well demonstrated and well shown off on both, you know? So I don't, I've never heard one person say, I can't stand Hellbilly. I can't stand Astro Creep. It just doesn't really happen.
I just remembered too. I apologize. When I was like, when I was talking about Astro Creep, it wasn't a title track. It was called More Human Than Human. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but he says, I am the Astro Creep.
Yeah. The title drop. Yeah.
Just didn't want to confuse anyone.
So we're going to leave that poll open for just a moment. And I'm going to put this also on the community tab right now. Let's see if this still posts, right? In the chat right now, you can vote for our live chat, and I'll leave this up till next week on our podcast as well. If you go to YouTube, I'll share it out on the link there. I'm curious to see what people think about this one, because a lot of people don't talk about White Zombie anymore. Just how it is over time, you know, that's how kind of how it is. So, and this is an album that should not be forgotten by the wayside.
So fantastic album. And that's the cool thing about Rob Zombie. He still performs all of the hits from the White Zombie days when he plays live now. So you know these White Zombie songs. You might just not know that they're White Zombie, not Rob Zombie.
Right, exactly. And that's what's cool about it too. So Rob Zombie does a good job with his live show. He was the last act before Slayer at Riot Fest last year for Slayer's return. And he nailed it. It was so great. That was like the best Rob Zombie I've seen in years. So it was cool to see that. That being said, I think that's all the news we have for this week. We have one super chat, and we'll leave the chat open, but while we get our festivals going, thank you again. We did hit our like goal just recently, so we'll have at least one super chat to go through right now. Let me pull it up. From Ellie Yeats, what a month August was. Deftones, Baby Metal, Ethel Kane, Chevelle, and Wolf Alice. As for the duds, somehow Rise Against made a worse album this month than MGK, Good Charlotte, and Maroon 5. P.S. R.I.P. Brent. There were a lot of albums that came out this month. A lot. I will just go really quick. Love Deftones. Baby Metal's blast. You know, I have not heard Ethel Kane. Chevelle was fine. Wolf Alice was surprisingly good. Did not hear Good Charlotte. Will not hear the Machine Gun Kelly. No, thank you. No, thank you to Maroon 5. And I did not care for Rise Against, this new one. Final thing.
What's that music video where he's like at a car wash or something? I see that like playing on the TVs at my gym all the time. And it's like, I don't even know the song, but I can now recognize. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That gym sucks now that I think about it. I'm not even...
One time they did play Sleep Token in the gym, which was awesome.
There you go. Huh.
Who the hell's DJing your gym?
Yeah.
It depends on who's at the desk, really.
Uh-huh. So one final thing before we go to the festivals, because I like we were talking about it so much last week. Have either of you heard the new 3 Days Grace album?
I still got to listen to it, if I'm being honest. It's gotten past me.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oops.
There was a lot, like when I heard Deftones, I'm like, why would I want to listen to something else? And I listened to Wolf Alice too, both very different from Deftones, but they're both great. I did listen to 3 Days Grace new album. I gave it the honest chance.
Wait.
Okay. It's not nearly as bad as I was anticipating. Apologies is the worst song.
Ooh.
However, it's nothing I'm going to write home about. It's definitely like outdated, like lyric writing and taken from 2010. But if you're like in the nostalgia style 3 Days Grace fan, it's going to be right up your alley. The only thing is it's worth checking out if you're a fan. The music was just very stock. And I am an Adam fan over everything else too. So it's inoffensive. It's not worst of the year material by a long shot.
I still want to listen to it. I forgot, honestly.
My buddies like on Friday night, they listened to the whole album together. And when I hopped on the call, they were like telling me they just finished up and they were like telling me, oh, dude, it's amazing. It's awesome. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll check it out whenever. I just like it just gotten past me. I've been listening to Deftones. I'm listening to new Signs of the Swarm album because that's been amazing.
We had other things to do. It's not like we were actively avoiding it, you know. And again, coming from me, like I was dreading what this was going to be. It's inoffensive. It is what it is. I can't be mad at something like this. OK, does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. There
I'm just glad because I've been hopeful that it was better than Apologies.
Yeah, exactly. So and it is. Apologies is the worst track on there. There's a couple songs on there that do much better, like significantly better. So you know what? Yeah. Like I was in the same camp as well. It's like, oh man, I don't know anymore. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. We're booking some festivals. Thank you guys so much for your patience. Every week, we try to book random festivals of 4 bands per show. We have 2 festivals to book tonight, one for LE, one for ourselves. We'll name our festival after we get the bands chosen. I've added several photos in the past week as well because I've shot more concerts. Boy, I'm going to be honest. I'm kind of hoping we don't land on them, but we'll get there when we get there if we do because there's a lot of photos in here. Last week, I tried to have fun, but you two reacted so poorly and freaked out that we got a luck qualifier saying, no, we remove it. So you know what? Hopefully we get that one again so I can get some redemption. Here we go. So everyone knows that I'm not cheating. Bam, bam. First up. Where'd it go? Sorry.
It's just the YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it moved. I'm like, where did it go? Where did it go? There we go. Okay. You guys can still see it, right?
Your wife is saying, God, I hope we land on a new one.
Gretchen, no. God, no.
Gretchen, stop stirring the pot. I know you love to rile up everything, but no. So, here we go. So everyone knows I'm not cheating. You guys can see it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Band number one for our festival, Star Sets. I like it already. There we go. And they got a new song coming out Friday, by the way, everybody. Number two. Godsmack. I don't love it, but I at least can envision it together. That's
hate it.
That's a DWP festival right there, you know. So number three, Wargasm. This is, again, it's a weird everything festival, but I can still see it working together. And number four, The Used. Interesting little lineup. This is definitely a radio station festival in the middle of nowhere, by the way. This is the perfect example of that. I'm not a huge fan of Godsmack.
It's a very middle of the road lineup for me. I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Right. I'm not going to travel out of my way long for this one, but I would go. I'm a big Star Set fan. Wargasm's fun. I got nothing against The Used. I would go. Alex?
Oh, I would go. Yeah. Star Set? Hell yeah.
Exactly. Rowan?
Wargasm? Super fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it's close to me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a 3-hour commute. No. Yeah. So
you know
what?
I will admit, I've been jamming to Godsmack this week, okay? So I would totally go just for that nostalgia factor.
The old Godsmack, right? When they still had something?
But yes, because funny enough, August 25th, 1998, also the first Godsmack album, not just Hellbilly Deluxe. Oh. Super weird date.
That is a super weird date. That's like the new metal style of that week of like where the 7 Iconics ones came out. That was that version of that just 7 years later, just that day. I see a lot of yeses. Sure, nah, yes, this is Bruhfest. This isn't Bruhfest just because of Godsmack. This has
any other Bruhs.
Yeah, this has DWP all over it. Okay, yes, it does. That's true. No, because of Godsmack. Yes. I'd go for 3/4. Well, that's a yes. Yes. Okay, I'm not saying it's perfect, but I am going to say it's a yes. What do we call this one? I don't even know. Yeah.
The Used Star. I don't know.
Bruhfest.
War Star.
The God of
World
War.
World Star?
The
God
the
of War Star.
The Used.
Oh, I thought you said World Star. Oh my God.
Because of Wargasm.
Yeah. The God of War and a Used Star Fest. Very wordy.
God of Stargasm Used.
The War of Gods and Stargasm. Yes.
How about just Gods and Stars? You have Godsmack, you have Wargasm, and you have Starset. I don't know.
Sure. Absolutely. It's a mess of a festival. It gets a mess of a name. Yeetfest is up next. Thank you so much. I badly need a drink. My throat's drying out. Okay, allergies are bad. God of Wargasm. Yes. Okay. Yeetfest. Thank you again, LE. Here we go. Number one. A Day to Remember. Okay. Fun live band. Number two, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, God.
This is giving a vibe right there. Boy, this photo looks that is quintessential embarrassing grandpa Red Hot Chili Pepper photo, by the way.
I'm just glad they have clothes on.
Somehow.
Some. Some of them.
Yeah, they're in the process of taking enough. Them off. One of them is, so.
It's enough. It's fine. It's clothes.
Number they three. They got him mid off. Taking it off. Like, please, just hold on. So, number three.
It's like, Flea, you're 60.
Weezer. Boy, oh boy, the tone of this festival. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Weezer, A Day to Remember, and... Of Monsters and Men. Oh, they stick out like the sorest thumb.
What the hell is this lineup?
This is a weird lineup.
Yeet Fest is quite odd. I love Of Monsters and Men. A Day to Remember's fun live. I don't know.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is obviously going to be the headliner, and that's like the only like gripe.
Yes, they are. And then Weezer.
Day to Remember, one of the craziest pits I've ever been in my entire career.
They used to be insane because they used to be antics with like they get the hamster ball and all the other stuff.
I've been in the under the hamster ball. It's wild. So wild.
Monsters and Men is going on a tour in the U.S. later this year, and it's not going to have Red Hot Chili Peppers and Weezer in A Day to Remember. That might be nicer.
I'm not going to that. I don't think I'm going to Yeet Fest, though.
I don't...
Monsters and Men is honestly the strongest for me.
I'll say this. I don't know if
I love them enough.
Again, Radio Station Fest? Yes, it is. Would it make money? Yes, it would. Would I go to it?
I'm sick. I'm sorry. I can't go.
See, that's the thing. Like, you don't want to say no to some of this, but the other's like, I don't know if I really want to spend that much time with this one. It's a weird one. Yes. Not a fan, but I'd be fine with them live. Yes. And that's from Ellie. Love ADTR, but don't care much for the others. Yes. Stomp, clamp, stomp, bass. Yes. Hard pass. Still pretty good. It's hard to say.
I'm split. Yeah.
It's very split for Yeet Fest. If Data Remember opens so and we all dip before the rest take the stage. See, that's the thing. I would go for Monsters and Men.
I would stay for Monsters and Men, yeah. Kyle, get your head in the game, man. Between this and the beef thing, it's like...
The beef. The beef.
Yeah. Dude, have you even seen the comments? He's not stopped with that.
I know.
Ellie Beef Fest.
Ellie Beef Fest.
No. Yes. Caught them live. Got lucky. They were pretty good. By the slimmest margin. Yes, it passes. I'm talking like real close, but yes, it works. It'll make money. It's just weird. By the way, for the poll, let me see if I can go back. Because we got to start wrapping this up. That's not the right one. Where did all this go? There we go. I'll leave this up here right now. Rob Zombie's Hellbilly Deluxe wins the vote for our chat at 60% to 40%. So fairly split.
Nice.
Yeah. The hard poll is going to be pinned on the YouTube comment on the YouTube page for this podcast. So vote on that as well. I do hope that gets a lot of votes. I'm curious to see what people say about that. That being said, I think we're ready to call it a day. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. There was a lot of unfortunate drama and garbage and bad news we had to share, but we wanted to make sure we gave enough attention to the appropriate things while dumping on some of the other ones. I am not going to apologize for anything I say about Aaron Lewis. No. That being said, anything else you'd like to close out with, Alex? Oh. Rowan, how about you?
Just one more time. Just like, rest in peace to Brent. His work is amazing. If you guys want like a good, like sort of like deep track, this Mortal Soil off Colony, that's a great song. I would definitely recommend that one. And yeah.
Drop a comment also, like what Mastodon songs you love. You know, it's worth it to share those out now, especially right now.
Yeah.
Thank you all again. I'll be working on How Did I Miss This? I'll be retooling that for Patreon and giving more to that. So like talking about albums that I missed this past month. That should be it. I'll have much more stuff coming on the channel. Finally, Alex, you squeaked out a laugh at the last second last week. Barely. Buzzer beater. So what do you have for us this week?
Well, it's a weird week. We all know this. It's been a very weird week across the board. I think something's happened with, you know, Freddie Mercury's in the microwave or something. But So someone broke into
Stop. Can you please repeat what you just said before you got to the joke?
No, because it's going to ruin the punchline.
Is that part of the joke? Is that the setup?
No, but if that got you, then we can just leave it right there. Because, yes, I said Freddie Mercury is in the microwave.
That's hearing.
That made me dizzy a little.
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, no, I got what you were referring to. Woof. Okay.
You stopped me, so it obviously made an impact.
Of course I stopped you. Look at what you just said. Of course I did.
Mercury's in retrograde. Yeah, it's the same thing. Freddie Mercury's in the microwave.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. Someone should be an English teacher.
What the kids say? That's what the kids say these days, right?
What kids are you hanging around?
None. I am a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, because that's the right answer. You hear that, YouTube?
We're good.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, Mercury's in the microwave. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Stuff is all over the place, even this podcast, as we know. So Someone broke into my house last night.
Oh.
And stole all of my antidepressants.
Oh.
I hope they're happy.
Rowan got a good solid laugh out of that.
You got me. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay.
It was innocent. Also, for everyone listening on the podcast, Alex did the sad face while she said it too, to really sell in the joke. So you got the visual.
I hope they're happy.
That's 2 weeks of solid approval from this. Now I'm going to click over and see what the chat thinks because I don't know yet. They're still talking about
Freddy.
Mama just roasted a man. Why would you do that to Freddy? What is wrong with you, Alex? Goodness. Mama, I'm in the microwave. Freddy, get out of the microwave. No, we need the punchline. Oh, God, someone get Freddy out. Yeah, that you kind of disrupted chat just with that alone.
You disrupted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's my fault. No, it was my fault. Right. Yeah.
They're throwing cookies and donuts. So congrats. Oh,
okay. I don't know. That sounds like a reward to me. So.
Yeah, no, that is a reward. Yeah. Keep them coming, chat.
I'm going to be like 500 pounds by the end of the year.
Freddie Mercury would have laughed at that joke. Yeah,
Dr. Now is like standing next to you.
your doctor comes in as a nutritionist. Stop enabling her.
Yeah, no, it's Dr. Now.
Yeah. He's having a good time in that microwave. Oh, goodness.
Look, if anybody says, what's going on? Why is everything all weird and crazy? It's because Freddie's in the microwave.
Yes, that'll answer the question.
Be like, yeah, what a human being is
in the microwave just explodes.
Mercury's in Gatorade or something. I don't know what the kids say.
That's the Alabama version of that saying. Yes, correct.
Yes, and the Alex saying is Freddy's in the microwave.
Better, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Someone in the chat is like, oh, wow, we need to stop. Yeah. Even chat's sobered up now going, have we gone too far? Everyone have a great week. We will see you next week. Hopefully we'll have better news. Hopefully we'll have a good week of solid, positive stuff to talk about, which is always the hope on this podcast. I apologize for always having to talk about negative things. Sometimes it happens, but I promise we can have a positive week again. Until then, I hope you're happy. Yeah, see, I know how to close it off like that with the punchline of the joke.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm.